Jim to keep the league.
Yeah, yeah. You know what, another great 3 points, and just the same as any other three, but, you know, I thought we looked comfortable. I did. And we knew where their strengths and that would come from, and that really, that was something that we had to handle really well. And I thought we'd done that when we had 11 men. We stopped the source, but we knew that we were good at. And when we went to 10 men, we knew that we then had to deal with our sort, you know, and we'd done it fantastically well. So, you know, I'm very, very pleased, delighted with what we had to deal with today. You know, Barry Cuddy at the warm-up, Big Kieran Duffy, a change at half-time, and we're really right down to it. And everything that was thrown at the boys today in terms of, you know, the tactical changes, they handled it incredibly well. So, all credit to each and every single one of them in that session. Yeah, but I don't think, you know, other than Joel's ending off there, it wasn't like that. You know, I felt that we were in control of the game. We knew that we had the game plan. We knew that where we could hurt them. And as I say, you know, respect what they're good at, and we managed to stop them doing that. But that totally changed in the sending off there, so it did. And, you know, when you're losing an influential player and somebody is determined and full of character like Tom Lang, you know, he's a big miss in there, particularly against the top goal scorer in the league. But I thought, as I said there, we John had to go back to right back, Granny had to go in at left back, and McNiff coming in speaks volumes. And
yeah, some nice stuff
in the first half, didn't they? Yeah, I did. I thought that, we had a lot of the ball, tried to get into the right areas. I felt over the course of the first half, you know, Martin McNiff for a left back, he could have had a hat-trick. So we're delighted with the energy that Martin shows and how he gets there, but we just need to work in that final part. But, you know, a very, very good, deserved 3 points for me. You know, I thought the fans, you know, when we went to 10 men, played an absolutely magnificent part in that. A lot of guys really brought out their true characters in there. Every one of them, can't fault any of them, but some rose to it. You know, wee Martin Lamont showed me everything that he was about today when he had to go and match full-back runs. I thought Chris McStaven, when we went to 10 men, was outstanding. So he was in the energies that he showed and took us up the park. And he had everything there apart from the finish. I thought he was just going to dink him because he's certainly got it in his locker. But we bags it. You know, he shows his fighting qualities. He can take up that pitch with a great bit of pace. John Rankin with his old head in there, just, you know, showing that up. And delighted also for David Goodwillie. You know, you can see the honesty and goody, and he's still chasing things down where, no, save your legs, but it's just the desire and the hunger that he has. But as I said, they are a massive 3 points for us.
4 points behind, beating ahead, going into the final quarter of the season,
it's
going to be an exciting finish,
isn't it? There's going to be a lot of twists and turns, and like I said, preview for the game, you know, whether you win this game today, whatever happened in it, there's still a long way to go. It's an exciting journey to be on. They're a great group to be with. It's a fantastic club to be at. You know, everybody's enjoying this journey together, and that's what we're saying. We've got to make sure that this is why you play football, so that you're in there in the mix. But it's going to be a close call. It's one I wouldn't like to call. So